the trip was good. I think that, you know, we got some really good work into the players, even in the heat that we experienced. I think that, you know, the pitches, actually the pitches weren't in as good a nick as they were last time I went there, but still they were decent. And we had a good get together, and there was plenty of sessions. I think we had nine grass sessions and a game in the week, and, you know, plenty of heat as well. You're looking at, you know, upwards of 34, 35 degrees, getting up towards 40 degrees. It definitely felt like it was hotter than the sun at that particular stage. But I think it went well. You know, we had a decent workout against Middlesbrough in behind the closed doors game. So good get together and some decent quality work as well.
Did you get everything out of the trip that you wanted?
I think it was I think everything plus more. I think it was a really, really good week. It was a worthwhile week. Spent well. Used the time well. And I think that you know, it all bodes well, and obviously culminating with a game against Middlesbrough was a real good end to the week. It was a decent performance as well, Matt.
Well, that's good for you. Any further movement in or out of the club as the season approaches?
Not at this moment in time, but the last time I was asked that question by Mike, I think we signed somebody 24 hours later. I would be surprised if we do anything like that this time, but who knows? I mean, it's fluid, but again, you know, everybody knows we need to balance the box. We need to see how we go. Supporters are really, really key in that, and the recruitment drive, and, you know, how many season tickets can we sell? Always aids it. But like I say, it's been good so far. The recruitment's been decent, and looking forward to seeing some of our supporters travelling up to Hartlepool tomorrow.
What are your plans for Nathaniel Mendes Lang?
Oh, he'll be involved tomorrow, and you know, I'll take it probably till the end of the week, possibly, but before we make a decision. But no, he's done okay. He's acquitted himself well. I think it's really important that when the players come back, they're not quite as fit as you'd want to see. So I'm trying to give them the best opportunity as I can do and get them as fit as they possibly can do onto that stage, and then make a decision then. But, you know, like I said, they're all working hard and all getting to a decent level of fitness for this stage, and there's still just under 3 weeks left.
Have you had anybody in for anybody at your place?
No, nothing. And I don't expect it, in all honesty. I think, you know, we've got a decent group. You know, we'll look to do what we can. If we can bring some more in, then fine. Everything adds to it. But we will, like I say, we'll just keep working with them and get them as fit as we possibly can do for the start of the season.
Has Isaiah Osborne left you now, or will he be back?
Oh, Isaiah left at the end of last season, as you know, and he wanted to explore his options. He's explored his options now, and I think Isaiah would like to come back, but you know, at the end of the day, things move on, and we've moved on, and we've signed the players that we've signed. It was good for us last season, Isaiah, but I think that, you know, at the end of the season, we spoke about it, and Isaiah wanted to remain a little bit closer to Birmingham, and Scunthorpe hasn't moved any closer to Birmingham, as I'm aware. So he did well for us. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, he's got to look to find something for himself as quickly as he possibly can, I presume, but it won't be with us at this stage.
Okay, at this stage, then, are you closing the door on him at that point by saying that?
Well, if you're forcing your hand at this stage, I would say that there's no chance that we'll be able to bring him in because of the work that we've done in terms of recruitment. So we've got Jamie Nessing, we've still got Stephen Dawson in, we've got Neil Bishop and Sean McAllister, you know, so there's plenty of cover there, and there's one or two younger players in, like Levi and Isaac Asenso. So, you know, there's quite a bit of competition. Dave Sires I've not mentioned either. So, you know, there's a lot of players in there that could fit into that midfield area. So, with Isaiah, obviously, from last season and the conversation that we had at the end of the season, you know, just wish him all the best because he's a good kid. He came in and did a really good job for us.
Will you have a full squad involved at Hartlepool tomorrow?
Yep, there'll be a full complement. Mostly one or two sort of niggles where I've just got to make a decision on them. You know, don't have a crystal ball, and you know they couldn't. You know, one or two might get through the game, but they also may pick up a knock, and we'd be kicking ourselves if they did that. So just make a decision. Maybe err on the side of caution for those players, and they probably would be involved again on Friday.
Any of those niggles a cause of greater concern for you?
No. Just usual things, usual pre-season aches and pains.
Well, that's good news. What about Hakiba Delican's injury? How's that progressing?
Slowly. You know, I was disappointed really to lose him because on day one of pre-season really, and he's gone over on his ankle, and he tried to run last week before we went away, and he couldn't manage it. So he's still receiving treatment. He's still in that phase, and he's returned back onto the training field just yet, but he may be a week or two yet.
Do you think you'll have him for the start of the season?
I doubt it. He's missed too much pre-season. He needs to, when he can get back and running, he's going to have to do a pre-season himself, so he's going to be a little while.
Okay, and people wonder about David Murphin. How's he at the moment?
He's in good shape, Dave. You know, he's in really good shape. We know that he's an experienced player, and I absolutely would give him every opportunity, and he's getting that during pre-season, and he's doing well, so he gets himself back into contention. But like I say, he's an experienced player and knows the ropes. You know, I think it's important that everybody's as fit as they possibly can be to give themselves the best opportunity to not only just start the season, but to be involved in the season ahead. There's lots of games, as you know, and twists and turns along the way. So, you know, I'm hoping that everybody's fit and we can get everybody involved to play a really good part.
Will Neil Bishop be your captain again this season?
You can wait and see, because you know, we've got a few games to play before then. Give me a chance another 3 weeks to have a look at everything. But one or two ideas in mind, but like I say, you'll find out after the player concerned.
Absolutely. So there's no guarantee then it will be Neil.
There's no guarantees in life at all, is there? You know, all I'm looking at is for him to put as much work in as he possibly can do, I think. You know, and then we'll take it from there. But there's some good signs, some good players. I'm pleased with the work that they're putting in, and I'm looking for that leadership quality. We know Neil's done that job last year. We know that he's capable of doing it. And he's a fairly reluctant captain, in all honesty, from wherever he's been. But you know, he did a job for us last season and did it really well. But Neil's a good player, top pro, and certainly will be in the running.